Korea firefighters at one of the country's busiest stations say they're clocking hundreds of hours in emergency overtime while struggling with faulty equipment, long hours and a lack of trauma training. The Professional Firefighters Union has given notice of one-hour national stoppages at the end of the month. Fenn says the proposed strike is disappointing after a new pay offer. Our reporter Haisa Almeida went to Auckland Central Fire Station to talk to firefighters.
Equipment has failed, trucks have failed, failed to pump, failed to start. We've had truck breakages on the way to calls. It hasn't filled us with a lot of confidence, and therefore probably should translate to the community. They should not be confident in what we can provide for them.
That's Andrew Horst, who has been a firefighter for more than 20 years. He's currently at the Central Fire Station, the busiest in Auckland, and says the strike notice isn't about pay.
It's about firefighters feeling that they're letting their fellow crewmates down if they don't turn up to work. So it's quite an anxiety and a guilt firefighters experience, knowing that there's going to be shortages of personnel.
Another senior firefighter, Conrad Pentecost, has 26 years service and says he feels sorry for anyone starting out. As an union member, he says it's very difficult to deal with fans. Many claims are long-standing and he shouldn't have got to take strike action. He says faulty equipment and staff shortages have been discussed for some time, without luck.
Everything seems to be a fight if something's going wrong to get it fixed or corrected. It shouldn't be.
Some firefighters say they are frequently working 80 to 100-hour weeks to ensure stations can respond to emergencies. Senior firefighter Cameron Graham says since Christmas he has clocked more than 700 extra hours.
It's a lot of time away from my family, away from my partner. If I don't go to work and that truck rides down, then my colleagues are not only at a heightened level of risk, or the community is also at risk.
And staff feel they cannot say no.
A lot of it was emergency overtime, which is when we're struggling so much, they send out a mayday text for anyone that can work, no matter if it's your days off or in between shifts, and you just have to cover that vacancy.
Since 2014, in a partnership with St John, fire crews have been first responders for some life-threatening emergencies like heart attacks, violent crime and attempted suicide. And Cameron Grant says that changed the job.
We're being put into situations where we do not have the training, like gunshot wounds, stabbings. This recent spate of crime increase in Auckland has seen us faced with some pretty advanced trauma care, and we are certainly not provided with the standard of training required.
The Deputy National Commander at Fenn's, Brendan Nelly, says staff are working too much overtime, especially at weekends. He says some firefighters have left because of the vaccine mandate and people are working long hours to cover the many workers who are sick with COVID. Mr. Nelly says more staff are being recruited and the vaccine mandate has gone. As for the Auckland Central Station, he says there are enough trucks and crew to respond to 111 call-outs, as well as adequate first aid training, mental health support and counselling.